Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
And they call it a mine. A mine.
I'm retarded.
Corey Feldman here.
I just want to take a piss.
Chewing in the boys' room.
Yeah, now listen. That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
What kind of disgusting, despicable.
What it do? Welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This, my friends, is Friday night.
Whoa!
Live from Jim and Them, it's Friday night! Mike Steele!
We both did the same dumb joke.
Kevin Nealon!
Ah, the battle rages on. Welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. You are tuned in right now, live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time on twitch.tv/Jim and Them, as well as the Jim and Them YouTube channel. Thank you very much.
Whoa. Since when did we get one of those?
Well, we got kicked off Rumble, so we had to go to YouTube.
Yeah, we were too hot for Rumble. Too base for Rumble. They said we were too base.
Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat.
Who do we got?
We got Kim Gomez in the YouTube chat. We got Eric, of course,
Larry Winkle in the chat. Nancy Spungen, Pork Fang.
Which chat though?
I'm in the YouTube chat.
And we got in the Twitch chat, we got Ghostly Squids and we got Coco Butt 3R13.
Okay.
First time chatter, long time listener, I would hope so.
I assume so.
I'd take either. New listener, new chatter.
Yeah. Gotta assume.
That's just a taste. That's just a taste of the real ones.
So there's like way more?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's so many of them. Too many to name, but we see you and we love you and we appreciate you.
Obama. Jameson and Jack said Obama right for $20.
Thank you, Jameson and Jack. Thank you for the super chat.
That's great if you blew that. You meant to say Obama. Obama. You're like, fuck.
Jameson and Jack is a Nepo baby.
Yeah, Jameson and Jack. He's popping the nice cherry just like a grown man should.
He's a Nepo baby.
Obama, yeah, that's a hell of a drink. You just mix two whiskeys and sip it down. Good.
But yes, I mean, another week, another Jim and Them. The fucking fight continues. The battle rages on, my guy. Oh. Every time we're just trying to throw some playful jabs.
Mm-hmm.
We're just out here having fun.
Being fair.
Punching up, if you will. Up,
yeah.
Like Mario.
Yeah, we're like Luigi, though, where if we time it right, we can fucking knock your ass out.
Yeah. I'm Princess Peach. I float a little bit.
But yeah, we're just out here having fun week to week. You know, we keep, I mean, I know it doesn't seem like it to the layman at home, but we're trying to not talk about Corey Feldman.
Don't worry, Mike. We'll get to it.
I was about to freak out.
But this fucking guy, this goddamn sniper of fortune, if you will, he's the only one to really to nail shots on us. So I got to give him some credit. Mm-hmm. Jake Perry himself, JP.
But wait, we're like Captain America, though. We can do this all day.
We can.
So even if he's landing blows, we get right back up and we put our dukes up. Like
we
Cap.
Can, but he's becoming the
most fairest podcast ever.
That's true.
Thank
Gino.
You, Gino's Vacuum. Thank you for the super chat. We are the most fairest podcast ever, almost to our detriment. I think we're so fair that it ends up like. It ends up holding us back, if you will.
We're like the one honorable character in Game of Thrones. We're immediately getting like gold poured down our throats.
There's things I want to say, but I don't because I'm too fair.
JP is like some sort of evil midget.
Yes.
Jake Perry is becoming the gnat that's flying around us calling us gay.
And retarded.
And retarded. Yeah. And we're trying to swap him away.
Yeah.
Because
I hate doses of my own medicine.
He does it from the shadows. He does it from the he's a lot like a worm.
He's a true kid. That's coward
like a shadowy
behavior.
Worm.
Very cowardly behavior.
Because if you don't know, he did get one of our other videos flagged for
like a new one. Like since
I didn't tell you guys this today.
Yeah, no.
No, the one where we talk about our beef with him.
Uh-huh.
He got it flagged for copyright. Because we showed a picture from his Instagram.
Oh, you did mention that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. But that was the one that I was texting you saying, like, the link still works for me.
Yeah, but then they did finally, because it was still kind of working.
Uh-huh.
But now if you go to it, it says, like, this video has been taken down to a copyright from Jacob Perry.
Because
Jake
of a
Perry.
Fucking Instagram post? Come on.
I looked it up, and apparently, like, technically, yes, you own, like, a copyright to your Instagram.
Oh, he did one of those posts, like, I own the rights to my pictures. Facebook can't touch my pictures.
But with Instagram, you just get this. Like, this is something that you already have. But it's still, I mean, we're still commenting on it. It's still a commentary. It's still fair use. But YouTube's like... Well, you know, it's a what do they call it? It's like a legal thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So they got to give him his 10 business days. They got to give him his 20 pounds of flesh.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Chat brings up a good point. He's being a cunt worm.
No, he's definitely being a cunt worm.
He's like the guys from Fast and Furious, where he lives his life 10 days at a time. 10 business days at a time.
Yeah. Strikes on channels at a time.
We really need to get the word out there about what a worm this little maggot is.
Maggot?
He's not a maggot. He's a maggot. Because he still is, in essence, abusing the takedown system.
Like, yes, he is.
He doesn't have any... Like there's no plans for him to like take this to a natural conclusion or anything.
And to sound like it doesn't sound too dumb, but if we were being positive about him, he wouldn't care if his Instagram.
That's true.
If we were being neutral about him and he felt like he actually needed to protect his Instagram, then he'd be doing this all the time. But it's more, I don't like these guys. I'm in their video. I'm going to take it down for 10 days.
I don't like how fair these guys are.
Yeah, they're too fair.
I only like when people kiss my ass
and
suck my dick a little bit.
He doesn't even think it's going to like work. He just knows that for 10 days, it's gone.
Well, why did they crucify Jesus? Because he was fair.
That's
he
true.
He was fair to everybody. And they're like, nah, we want Barabbas. Give us Barabbas.
Did Saul?
Corey's Barabbas.
Did Paul, formerly Saul, ever meet Jesus?
That was after he was dead. He saw him on the road and got scales over his eyes. He saw him after he was dead, I'm pretty sure. Because he was killing Christians.
Was he fair to him?
After he got the scales over his eyes. His job was to kill Christians. He was like genociding Christians.
Okay.
When he was Saul.
I'm glad I asked.
But I feel like we do have to, and this is an extension of Corey. This is an extension of Corey Feldman. This is his assistant. What's so funny is because I doubt he's not like actually his assistant, right? Or is he? I mean, he was in the stupid reality show, but which is probably fake.
I'm sure at some point in time he was.
And he did let him direct his documentary.
Two of them, right? Didn't he make the other one?
What other one?
Like he made this, like the band documentary, and didn't he also make the Like the rape of two Corys?
No, that was the guy that, remember the guy, he's in, that's the other guy that's in the documentary being like, then Haim was like, licensed to fly. Like it's some other friend of Corey's.
So he didn't even make the grape of two Corys?
No, he didn't trust, Corey didn't trust Jake Perry enough for that shit.
Like he's still associated with Corey. I think he's like Corey's assistant as much as like the bass player's his assistant.
Well, he's an assistant in the way that, like, he doesn't get paid. Because the only reason why I would think he's not is because Corey's not going to pay him.
He's a hanger-on.
But he's a hanger-on. He'll do whatever the fuck he tells him to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's a leech.
Well, and he loves Corey, even if Corey doesn't love him back, enough to get, like, embroiled in all this. Because what he's doing, you don't do if you haven't, like, decided to get, like, what do they call it? Entrenched. He's entrenched in this whole thing, and he's chose to do that. Because most people, if you're like, I don't care about Corey enough to get wrapped up in all this shit, doesn't affect me. But he wants to be involved, meaning he has an undying love for Corey.
So, but now, like, it's dated at this point because usually I think, well, we have to take this to the next level. And usually, or in the past, it would be we'd have to do a YouTube boxing. But do they still do YouTube boxing?
What's a YouTube box?
Yeah, I mean, it was
where you have a beef with someone and you box them.
Oh, like iDubbbz kind of bombed.
In my head,
I
was hearing like unboxing. I was like, is it the opposite of a boxing? No.
We could do like, where's the one where it's like an octagon in a backyard? You see people get knocked out, like street beefs or whatever. Hood beefs.
Well, but I'm thinking more like, I'm not trying to threaten them. I'm just saying like, let's you know, settle this in the ring somewhere, you know?
Which one of us has to box them?
All three of us.
Oh, handicap match?
Yeah, we all. I mean, it's his bad. He should have picked
a handicap match. Okay, yeah. A no DQ fucking street fight.
It's not my choice. He's the one that decided to pick a fight with three guys.
A trash can full of weapons. I've got a barbed wire bat. Jeff has like a fire extinguisher. Jim has like a
he's like, I could bring two guys. Like, no, that's not how this works.
But also,
not
I mean,
what works?
I suppose he could bring Corey and HDM. And then it's a 3-on-3 boxing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm spearing HDM immediately.
No, it's got a box. You got a box, though.
Oh, I do a clothesline from hell. I make her turn her inside out.
I keep trying to rope-a-dope Corey, but eventually Corey's like, wait, he's bad at this. And he knocks my ass out.
I mean, but the way we have to take it to the next level, because YouTube boxing, at least it feels like it's out of date. So we would have to take it to the next level and have it like a boxing match to the death.
Oh.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
All you got to do, Jim, is send the cat Smiley, and I will compromise him to a permanent end.
don't reveal who you are. Cena.
John Cena, if this is you, say nothing.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, this is 2020 dead, or it's 2020 epic.
Not a threat.
So it would be epic if we won in a boxing match to the death.
Yeah.
Or we just be meeting our 2020 dead.
We just go out like Warriors.
I
Warriors death.
Do you think you could kill a man?
I mean, people fight to the death all the time.
I'm saying, do you think you could kill a man?
No, but the thing is, there's none. There's no blood on our hands in this.
Yeah.
We're wearing gloves, Mike.
Yeah.
You see? Well, you see?
People don't understand. Oh, I could just kill a man.
I guess that would make it even harder. Do you think with boxing gloves on, you could kill a man?
I think you could. I mean,
it happens all the time. It happens like every three boxing matches.
Yeah, but those are boxers. We're not boxers.
Yeah, talk to yourself. I'm a pugilist.
But the thing is, it's not by choice of us. It's just the fight that we're fighting until the fight can't go anymore. So we're technically not killing someone. We're just fighting someone to a permanent
like that. How dying of old age? You're technically dying of like a conflation of like 13 other medical conditions.
Yes.
But it's called dying of old age.
Yes. Yeah, we're just boxing to a permanent end. That's what we'll call it, even.
Huh.
We won't call it boxing to the death. It's just boxing to a permanent end. No round times.
It's like how we get around like saying unalive or like to a permanent end.
Grape.
Yeah. We'll grape each other to a permanent end. He's like, what? Why?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. It has to come to a head.
Feels
we're
like this
content.
Is an escalation that I didn't anticipate.
Well, we're content creators now. So this is what you have to worry about. Like, how do you keep topping yourself? Well, we got to box them to a permanent end.
Yeah.
Is that what we have to worry about now?
Yeah, that's what we have to worry about.
Yeah.
What else are you going to worry about? Fucking paying your rent?
Yeah. Can't we just keep talking about funny
things? How are we going to pay the rent if we can't talk about Corey?
Yes.
Vis-a-vis, can't talk about Jake Perry. Perry the Platypus. Never seen Jake Perry and Inspector P in the same room. How about that?
That's a stream of consciousness right there, baby.
Yeah, right there,
I saw it
baby.
Happen. I saw it that's all
that,
happen.
That's called riffing. That's called riffing. That's a little something for the comedians. I'm like Jeff Dye up here.
Let me see. I wasn't planning on this, but when since we were just talking about
wasn't
JP. Planning
on this, you pull out a loaded gun.
Yeah. This is Jake Perry. It's all for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You murder suiciders. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That'd be insane.
That'd be awesome.
You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot murder suicide, all three of us, and then shout
a
his name.
Episode, it's not like episode 500 or anything. It's just like, oh, yeah. That one Friday when Jim killed everybody.
In the name of Jake Perry, that would be ultimate revenge by us.
There's yeah. In the name of again, huh? It's everybody yeah. else's fault.
Neil, welcome to the Corey Cowboys, my guy.
Yeehaw.
Woo. Yeah, no, you shoot us all, you rub blood all over your face, look at the camera, you go, frick vape. It's all for you, Balin. It was Balin Levine. The
we
whole
die,
time.
Everybody hates us.
He killed them for Balin Levine?
Well, because now I'm like, well, if we're talking about Jake Perry, he does have interviews online. Let me pull. Although they just have clips from it. They don't have like the full interview.
Number 10, this the Jim is, and them murder suicide.
This is we're how he met. Wait, what?
We're on a true crime list. Oh. Remember Never mind.
This is how he met Corey Feldman. I know people in the Piss Court have talked about this. I don't know the story, so I will learn something here.
Okay, this is how I met the Coreys. Corey Feldman had a contest on his website. He said, if you want to win tickets, the premiere of the Two Coreys television show and my concert at a club in Hollywood, curate a set list and send this set list in to me. Oh, I spent all day. I made this set list. All these
Corey
like,
Feldman
bangers,
songs.
All Corey Obama. Feldman songs.
Did you tell Corey I said he's a total bell end?
I did.
Oh yeah, it's from the other side of the pond.
I keep forgetting this is the guy on the other side of our war. This fucking dork.
This
fucking dork is the guy that we're supposedly beefing with.
I like this interviewer because he's like, of Corey Feldman music. He didn't yeah. even know Corey Feldman has music. Make a playlist of what?
Thank you for the super chat, Ms. Dog Lover.
Oh, they're in pounds too, GBP.
But yeah,
dog pounds.
So he had to make a playlist of Corey Feldman songs, but this had to have been in like the mid-2000s then, if it was before the...
Yeah, so he had the same amount of songs.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't have bangers. He didn't have like Ascension Millennium. He didn't have The Joke. Well, he didn't have Duh.
Maybe it's like Fish or The Grateful Dead. You have like demos of him doing The Joke back in 95. I mean, it's like
no, live. It was basically the Love Left box set. He was like Nud Duddy Up. Well, no, even Nud Duddy Up he didn't have. It was
Dangerous Deborah.
It was like, yeah, maybe he had not. He had Lethal Lolita maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Lethal Lolita. Maybe
I forgot his trilogy of lady songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Deceptive Deborah.
Deceptive Deborah.
But Deceptive Deborah, I think, is new. Like, that's within the past, like,
what
2 years.
What about Daredevil Deborah?
Oh, yeah.
Daredevil Deb. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's she doing?
She's hanging.
from a cliff. Womp, womp,
boop, boop, boop. She's hanging.
Obama!
What the fick? I donated $200. Oh, wait, I paid in Australian dollars. Wow, our dollar sucks, but de losers. Aussie, 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 oi, 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 smiling face with halo.
Thank you, Hade. That's your first super chat. So what, 200 Aussie dollars is what, like $5?
That's like a good line. That's a really good line.
Bro, looks like Corey's own son.
I don't think they look at all like.
I guess.
Yeah, he has the hair.
You know who Jake Perry looks like?
Obama.
Bro, looks like Corey's own son.
He said it twice. Thank you, Jameson and Jack. You nepo baby, you.
Yeah, remember the Ghostbusters cartoon where Egon looks like this fucking maniac?
Yes.
Where, like, for whatever reason, they made cartoon Egon look fucking insane. Cool. Yeah, that's what Jake Perry looks like.
And that's what they modeled what's that? Kate McKinnon's Ghostbusters character.
Yeah, he has like the twisted pompadour and shit.
Yeah, he looks insane.
He looks awesome. I didn't even know who he was supposed to be when
realize he was supposed to be Egon. That was a different character.
New Ghostbuster.
Curate a set list and send this set list in to me. Oh, I spent all day. I made this set list. All these
Corey
like,
Feldman songs.
All Corey Feldman songs. Feldman? Couple covers. And I submitted this set list. I think four people entered because it's back in the day when he had like a blog.
Yeah, why is he burning his buddy?
Oh, Corey's not going to like that one.
Why is he burning his
imagine
friend?
Imagine if Corey was there. He'd be like, well.
Imagine gloating about a contest that had four entries. Fucking on somebody, on some nobody's podcast, you're talking about the contest you won that four other people were in.
Yeah, even his diehards, he's like, make a set list for me. And they're like, of what? One album? Just shut up.
What's funny too is having this straight to video podcast, but you get Corey Feldman's friend as as the guest.
So how did you first become Corey Feldman's friend? I did work for him.
I mean, I guess he does something at the Whiskey A Go Go, but you like get, even then,
someone gets my brother on a show to talk about our beef with Corey.
Yeah,
it wasn't it was like a Facebook. This is on his website, Blogspot. Four people entered. Three people won. I didn't win.
Oh, shit.
I didn't win.
Just all.
Oh, my God. This what? Guy's sadder than we realized.
Oh, yeah. He didn't win.
No, he didn't. The other three people won.
His set then, list must have been terrible.
So, he stalks them then or something like that? What do you think it goes from here?
Not the ooh. Jake Perry I know.
Yeah, no.
The only thing I can think of is what's your five-song set list if you're doing, if Corey's like, make me a set list.
Well, that's what I was just trying to go through. That's what I was saying. I was like, it's probably fucking
starting off.
Lethal Alita, New Kid in Town. Stuff.
What's up with the youth?
Oh, yeah, what's up with the youth? Absolutely. Yeah.
What do we close with then?
What was that song?
His like sad song or his ballad?
Yeah, that's definitely on there. I forget. It's so simple.
It's so simple. Yes. I think he ends with that now.
Yes, yeah, of course he does.
Life is like a fishbowl.
Life is like what about the new
dream,
version of life?
Dream
is like a fishbowl.
Corey set list. His whole discography. We start Ascension Millennium.
It's
right?
Evil. It's evil Ascension Millennium.
And then come back.
Regular
no,
Ascension
I think
Millennium.
You finish,
back and forth.
What's I think evil you finish with Evil Ascension Millennium.
I don't remember.
It's
evil
the one from our
good.
Year. It's the remix.
Oh, okay.
I like Mike gave Jeff murder eyes. He's like, you don't know. Evil
I don't know what
millennium.
Year it is. I don't even know what year it is.
You don't know what year it is?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, what year is it? Let's see.
In the chat, build your own dream course.
20! Yeah, build your
reply below.
After nearly meeting their demise in 2024, Jim and them start over in 2025. An epic year!
Hi, Corey here. In the year 2025, I will bring an end to Jim and them once and for all. 2020 dead. It will be the year when I bring death to Jim and them.
Pockets is nasty.
Evil Ascension Millennium is a fucking banger.
It is a banger.
That'd be my playlist. It would just be that.
Yeah, I guess I would probably go
just over and over.
I love that we're building our fucking Corey playlist.
Well, yeah. Well, I
would start with Comeback King.
Okay, because that's like interchangeable to me. Like either that or Ascension Millennium starts it, but hot bangers at the top.
Because you know what? Maybe I would start with Ascension Millennium. Then do Comeback King.
Hey, it's your set list, man. Yeah, if you want to start Comeback King.
But no, but you change because I it's an Ascension Millennium sandwich.
But there's like a video before Ascension Millennium that's really long.
Yeah, it's a long video about the career.
Dream set, this works. There's a video. He's like, welcome to Planet Corey. And it's like counting down, but it starts at like 5 minutes. There's all this stuff that happens. And
no, because my dream set list is an Ascension Millennium sandwich. It has regular Ascension Millennium, and it ends with the remix, the evil Ascension Millennium.
Oh, yeah, and like Flo Rida, someone comes out.
So then it would have Comeback King, then Obama. Probably...
How do I get that Obama sound downloaded so I can make it my text sound? Big fan.
It's actually hard to find. It's weirdly hard to find.
Jason Burton, thank you for the super chat. I could send it to you. Hit me up on either jimandthem at Gmail or hit me up on the Piscord if you're on there.
I just got 8,000 emails.
Yeah. Oh, my God, everyone's clamoring for
we
it.
We need one of those commercials that's like, dial 99910 if you want the funky frog.
I would probably then have, go for it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, then it's these evil. Are all, and then evil's,
go for it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I got to go with all the recent hits.
I'd slow it down a little bit. Nuddy up 3 or
ooh,
4.
Nuddy up.
Because they're like, he's all sweaty. He's toweling himself off. Like, blink, 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 blink. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah.
I start with Evil Essential Millennium, and then I just start putting songs from other artists that I like on the list. And then you guys are like, what? And I go like, oh, I changed my list. I only have one Corey song.
You don't want to hear him. Oh, you just other bands show up?
Yeah, I just do. No. I do other bands.
If you feed other bands, you're going to have to hear Corey do Weezer or whatever. It's your fault. It's like he's going to do like his Why Don't We Do It in the Row. Yeah, yeah. If you pick these bands you like, all of a sudden he's up there doing fucking Newfound Glory.
Then I do. Yeah, I just do 5 Evil Essential
Millennium.
My fans
over you. It's got the same voice.
What?
Yeah.
He
should
about?
Do pop punk.
Jeff just gets caught in his own stream of consciousness sometimes.
He's
are you saying that Corey sounds like Jordan from Newfound Glory?
Yeah, that's what he just said.
All right, let's get back to how Jake Perry met Corey Feldman.
This is why last week when Jeff said he didn't remember Joe Barry was fat, I thought he was being serious.
Well, now I guess I get it.
That is a good bait.
At the time, I was like, he's definitely winding you up, Mike. What are you doing?
Obama.
I may be hammered, but this legit looks like Corey is interviewing his son.
Wait, so which one's Corey? Is Corey the blonde
hair,
one?
The
yeah.
hair does look like reality TV Corey.
I don't know what the person who just said that is talking about.
I could see that Jake Perry looks like a relative of Corey Feldman. I could see it.
I don't see that. I feel like, no.
Because I think he like looks like a doofy idiot like Corey
does.
Yeah,
he's in the clan.
He does look like a doofy idiot.
I didn't win.
Just all 3 hot gals won. That must be it.
Yeah, I think so. I was pissed immediately.
Killed myself.
Let me talk to upper management. I sent an email. Hello, did you see this set list? I get Corey on the phone. So they felt bad for me. And they were like, okay, dude, you can come to the party. Went to the premiere
Nobody
party. I
up.
Met Corey. And I was like, dude, I'm a huge fan. I want to work for you someday. It's my goal in life. And he took my card. And then he was like, okay. And I actually
barred my card, ran some errands.
I did a magic car. I did a magic trick where like the card ended up being the 2 of spades. He took it. He kept it. He loved my magic.
Got invited to the after party at his house. I went and hung with him a little bit. And then I think he called Pauly Shore and was like, dude, who's this guy? That's like a big fan.
Hey,
he
who's this fucking creep loser you let into my house?
Oh, he's a
I guess we want some. There must be some context where he knows Pauly Shore, though, because I don't even understand why would he call Pauly Shore about Jake Perry.
This seems like a guy that knows Pauly Shore.
He seems like a guy that probably hangs out at places like that in California.
Yeah,
and whether it's positive or negative, he is like known there.
That's like a big fan. It says he wants to work for me. So the Wheeze vouched for me, putting a good word with Fell Dog, and then I graduated. And then I think I went back. I was in Massachusetts or something. So I moved back to LA and I started working for Corey Feldman. He called me up. He's like, you want to be my assistant on my TV show? And I was like, let me think about it. Yes. That's how it all started.
Mate.
And that was like 10, 12 years ago or something.
Damn, I got to hear the rest of this interview.
I got to go to STD pod or whatever.
Yeah, I got to go to STV pod.
Yeah, the guy that runs that show is a fucking loser too. They're both losers. He's like cracking up at the worst story I've ever heard.
For more of the interview with some guy.
Maybe he's just doing the host thing, though.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Don't ever do that. There's this other one here. I assume this whole 6-hour stream isn't an interview with just Jake Perry.
Well, we have time to watch half of it.
Yeah. Waste Some Time Live. I don't know what that is. Jason Green. Does anyone know who Jason Green is?
Jason Green.
He looks like he was definitely in a band.
I mean, what I've learned from these shows is there's these fucking nobodies that all have shows. And so it's like, oh, okay.
He's in a hair band. He's Whiskey A Go Go guy. He looks like the guy from Spinal Tap.
fingers crossed that it'll still be around.
I think we all see these petitions to save the Viper Room, but I'm not sure that there's anything we can actually do.
Right. I think
actually,
might be
real quick, Mike, what do you think of the decks on the wall behind him?
That's what I was looking at. I mean, he has a Supreme deck, which is fucking lame. Fake shit. But
although I wonder, do you think he's? Oh, it does say dressing room. Is that how he decorates his room, or do you think he's at like the Whiskey A Go Go, just in the back somewhere?
That was what was going to be my next thing. Is like looking at what's on the wall. It looks like he's somewhere. It doesn't look like he's in a room of his own. I don't want to just assume.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at what's there, and based on especially how old that top deck is. The whale tail up there. I'm guessing that this is not a room of his.
Town meeting tonight. So when I'm done here, I'm going to go raise some hell.
Well, you're the person to do it. You have a good connection to that town and to the pulse of that town, and maybe you could keep it going. That is another.
All right, so they're trying. This is from a few years ago. They're trying to save the Viper Room. Did the Viper Room get saved?
Unless Johnny Depp saved it, I don't see how.
What's the Viper Room?
I've heard of it. It's just like a nightclub. Yeah, it's like the whiskey kind of, or just one of those like Hollywood things.
Hey, if you live in California, it's like important, but if you don't, you're just like, who cares?
Is the Viper Room the place that River Phoenix died outside of?
I think so.
I think that's
so it's like a CBGB's kind of place?
Yeah.
Every place, once it was the Central, and...
All right, let's just...
It's like if we talk about the Huntridge, people are like, shut up, who cares, what's that? And we're like, what?!
It'd be great if this guy hung out for 6 hours, whoever this Jason Green is. Yeah, I got nothing to do today.
I'm thrilled doing it. I liked it, but I was always hanging at the Rainbow. And I'm like, I love 80s metal. The Rainbow is such a fun spot. I was like, I will sacrifice my college degree and wait some tables for a little bit just to get that experience. I'd never been a waiter before. And it's the Rainbow. And my first day there, the guy who came in, who was hung over to pick up his keys, was Shock G of Digital.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to hear him just talk about fucking booking clubs and shit. I guess I don't want to hear the interview with Jake Perry.
You never know what name he's going to bring up next. Yeah. I can't wait to hear names from this guy's mouth.
Well, I want to hear Cher talk more.
Thinking you went to the whiskey.
After the two Corys, I still worked for Feldman for a little bit. Man, that was like 15, 10 years ago at this point. I think I'd say the whiskey was my next like steady gig. So I've been here 11 years. So I basically.
And you get chicks being on the two Corys.
Did I get chicks being on the two Corys?
I said, can you? But you can say.
Dude, having that two Corys on your resume. Oh, my God. That won't
stop.
I'm getting knocks on the door right now.
Mm hmm. Now everyone knows where you are as well, so forget it. The door is going to be knocked down. So, okay, I want to talk about the box then, and then we'll talk about where you went.
Yes, finally.
The pandemic happens. You're out of work. The whiskey's closed. I had a show with you.
It was popped.
Literally the week it closed,
no,
we had something booked.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was like, what are we going to do? No one has ever seen anything like this. Who knows? Yeah. Are we really going to close Sunset Boulevard? It can't be possible.
Maybe they are.
Because it sounds like it's coming from the YouTube video.
Maybe it is.
No way.
Because I haven't heard it coming from us, and it's only when that Jason Green guy talks.
Yeah, I thought it was from my computer, but yeah, maybe it's from their interview.
There's no way this six-hour stream is bad audio.
Why is this background blurred? I can still like.
It's just like a Zoom screen.
I was thinking that, like, what's the point of even doing it if you're not going to like actually blur it?
Yeah.
Because you can basically like, well, there's a Funko Pop behind him. There's like
Universal Monster
posters.
And this
or whatever
is also the
him.
Type of interview where you would like, you'd want that stuff,
well, that's
right?
That's just his default setting on Zoom.
Like, yeah, he doesn't know how to change it.
But he also has the thing that makes you look younger, and I'm a fake mustache and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And then it happened. So you're home. Whose idea was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess
to,
it's
to
their thing. I thought it was my computer.
Fuck, we might have to skip this part.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
He's my buddy,
I just want to hear him just talk about. I want to hear him talk about the documentary that he fucking loves so much and apparently works so hard on.
Obama.
Hey, I've done some extensive research, and it seems Jason Green is a nobody.
Thank you, Ms. Dog Lover. What a great use of TTS.
Let me run my calculations.
I like because we didn't even bother checking. We're like, who is that?
He must be a metal legend. Let me calculate. Use my scanners. power level homosexual.
Hang out with him. And then I think he got kind of busy. And then I just think he needed some help. And I started helping him out. And because he one thing led to another. And he's like, I'm putting out this box set. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so much. You have so much cool footage. Like, you should make a documentary on this. The making of. And he goes, yeah, you should. And I was like, what? Like, me?
That's such a core, yeah. That's, he does that in interviews when they're like, hey, good morning. Ah, what's good about it? Like, he does that type of shit.
You should make it. And he's like, me? For free? And he's like, yeah, for no money.
Yeah, definitely. For free. You should make
it. Here's an old computer. Make my documentary.
Here's a shitty microphone. Don't even use it properly.
Yeah, I got Jason Green's microphone.
What do you mean you don't have a camera? What's that in your pocket? It's a telephone and a camera.
So that's how it started. There you go. That is the cover art designed by Grammy nominated
The Love
artist,
Left box set's Mark. Calling in. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Wait, what's a Grammy nominated artist? Does he mean like musical artist?
He must mean. I know we saw the guy.
He's talking about box art, so yeah. I'm inclined to think he means like artistic artist.
I guess, do they give Grammy? Because you know, sometimes they'll do those like, and earlier today we gave Grammy, like they do with the Oscars anyways. They'll have technical ones that aren't on the, I guess I could see them giving it to album
set,
art design.
This box set?
Not for this, no way. Yeah. But like album art.
Or like music videos or
DVDs.
Something.
There you go. That is the cover art designed by Grammy-nominated artist Mark London, also drawn by Howard Tiemann. You know how?
Let's see, Mark London. What did he win a Grammy
for? So designed by but not drawn.
Yeah. Well, we saw the guy that was like, didn't remember doing it at all.
Mark London Grammy. Who is this guy?
Mark London wins 0. Nominations 1. Did he say winner or nominated? I guess he didn't say nominated.
Best original score written for a motion picture or television show.
Ooh. It was to Sir With Love.
Yeah, To Sir With Love, whatever that is.
To Sir like With Love.
I have no
idea. Isn't that like a 70s show?
Well, it's the type
of
thing.
It's a Twilight Zone episode, To Sir With Love.
It's fucking nothing.
It's a Sidney Poitier movie.
It's fucking nothing.
Unless he's talking, he must be talking about a different one.
Guess Who's Coming to Serve for Love with Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, he was nominated for a Grammy he didn't win back in the 60s. And then he designed this fucking atrocious box set cover.
On his deathbed. On his deathbed, he scrawled out on a napkin this abomination. And then he said, I can't breathe. They're like, that's good. Let's put that on there.
I pulled up the actual like song. It's by Lulu, single by Lulu, To Sir With Love. I expected the cover to just be like basically this again, but without Corey
just
on
more
it.
Of this. Yeah.
Howard Tiemann?
I don't.
Howard Tiemann, I bet you know him. He's a tattoo artist. Okay. And also it was in a couple bands in the 80s, but at the Rainbow and the Whiskey, there's those black and white drawings. It's like late night at the Rainbow, and it's like the 50, like Dio, Lemmy, and all like the passed away rock stars, deceased people of just like in heaven. Anyway.
Yeah, like Harambe's there.
I was just going to say the Droidos Harambe mural.
Harambe's there and fucking...
Lil Peep.
XX
is there.
Whenever
Jimmy
people
Carter.
Do... You know that meme where it's like half XX Temptation and then half someone else?
I've been seeing that with
the X side.
I've been seeing that a lot with Mr. Goonicide. A lot of XXX
Definitely.
Mr. Goonicide. RP Mr. Goonicide.
Everyone loves Mr. Goonicide.
I didn't really care. It was funny, but once they came out with the name Mr. Goonicide, then it really took off for me. It was always funny.
I thought it was funny no matter what. But
Mr. Goonicide.
I love that Mr. Goonicide. If you listen to part 2 last week, he's the man that drove up to a bikini barista with his pants off, and then he was so embarrassed he killed himself.
I think he killed himself like 15 minutes later.
It was that night.
It was not. I thought it was like a day later when it went viral, but he was like, I'm ruined, and blew his head off.
Wow, that's really fast.
Now the Dodge Charger is officially the Goonmobile, too, is what I've heard.
He's captured the hearts and minds because I saw so many people in my feed going to that bikini barista place taking pictures in the drive-thru and stuff like that. People have loved Mr. Gunaside for
good
sure.
Good for that coffee place.
Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah,
they're getting more business out of it.
Picture from like the drive-thru, and then just some girl with her butt out, like taking an order, and they're like, "We're doing it."
So yeah, he's like a famous artist, and him and Corey go way back. He was one of the first guys in Corey's band. It's kind of funny because people don't know this. They think.
Oh wait, Kit Carson's in the chat saying that's a different Mark London.
Wait, so two people named Mark London have both gotten one Grammy
nomination?
Oh yeah, he said Grammy award winner.
No nomination.
No. We found someone that was a nomination.
No, but I think he said Grammy nominated artist. Oh, I don't think he said award winning. But maybe it's
Mark. Maybe it's Mark London
on the beat.
Mark London Lewis, who's a pioneer of the electronic music scene since 1988.
Okay.
His industry credits have earned him a Grammy nominee. Oh, so maybe, yeah, it must be that. I was going to say, because that guy seems pretty fucking old. But this guy looks just as shitty, if not more shitty.
Oh, cool.
He was nominated as a producer and band member of Interstate.
Okay. Not Interpol?
No.
Interstate? Interpol would have been nice. Interpol would have been good.
So there you go. Just a house, like, music guy.
Corey is Michael Jackson.
House MD,
but Corey came to the Sunset Strip, and his first band, he posted.
If that happens to even
rocker.
Be the guy.
Yeah, if that happens to be the
that
one.
That designed the box, yeah. But didn't draw the art.
So half of his band was dudes that were in other Sunset Strip bands from back
that
in the
day. That was 86, right? His first music?
86. He put out a video. Or he made
I like
a song,
that he
think,
has long hair and he dyes it black, but he is just an old man with this shitty speaker like, well, that was like...
Jake Perry strategically went on the right show because he's like, I'm going to look like a normal person if I'm talking to someone like this retarded. I'm doing a show.
But that never really... It saw the light of day until this box set.
So, yeah, okay. So this is how Hollywood works. You know somebody cool, and if they trust you, they go, you do this. Now, you could be a writer and a director of a documentary, even though you've never done this
before. You know somebody cool, Jim? then I'm just watching you go and do something.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to just go do something.
I love, but also, like... On this, these people don't even understand what they're saying on a surface level. Like, I get it. On one hand, you don't have to be a writer director to make a documentary. Like, sometimes it can be passion.
Yeah.
But he's really just being like, that's just great. Like, you just happen to talk to a guy and you've never done this before. And he was like, you do it. But it's like, no, that's stupid. Corey's dumb. And this guy's gay. So
yeah. True. The only ones whose hands are clean on this, shockingly, are Jason Green.
What are you talking about?
Everyone else has blood on their hands. Oh, Love Left 2.0 is calling in. Hello.
And also, it's funny that guys that people consider cool, like, you know, Don Dokken, there's been a few comments on our documentary commentary where mm-hmm. people are like, Don Dokken rules.
Yeah.
And like,
or they recognize him because yeah. they've watched the beginning where we don't know who
fair.
He is.
We're fair.
But even this Jason Green guy, like, I assume he's some rocker dude. Like, these rocker guys have to act like the fucking Love Left 2.1 box set is cool. Like, how yeah. big of a fucking phony are you? Like, even if you think Dokken's cool, what the fuck is he doing socializing with Corey Feldman and giving him an advice and helping him with his music?
Well, because Corey Feldman was the Jake Perry to these real musicians.
Yes, yeah,
where he
that's true.
Was famous enough to like find himself in the same room, and like, he glommed onto them the same way that Jake Perry glommed
onto
Corey.
It's like when Drake hangs out with NBA players.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. great. Yeah, Corey's here to hang out with Michael Jackson.
We're
in Sacramento or whatever that video is. We're in Palm Springs.
Here we are
in Palm Springs. See,
it's because it's one thing to be like a nice guy or whatever, but it's another thing, like, in a way you're kind of still putting your credibility out there, because it's not like you're hanging out with Corey Feldman, the actor. You're hanging out with Corey Feldman, notorious cringe music star.
Yeah. Mm.
And so, like, whether you like it or not, you're putting your stamp on him and you're becoming a joke. I mean, the
maybe
only
you
one...
don't see it, though. You know, like how parents are like, they can't tell if their kids suck. Sometimes.
Ignorance is not an excuse. I think you're right.
Well, I'm just trying to find an explanation, not an excuse.
I think their explanation would just be kind of like, he's a fun guy or whatever. Like, they probably don't know a ton about him, even though they like talk to him personally.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they know the stuff that we know because we're experts. Well, we're high class haters.
They're like, ah, he gave me drugs. Yeah. He always had drugs.
But yeah, they're probably just like, oh, he's a fun enough guy. And we knew him from movies that we think are cool.
Yeah.
But that's tough shit. Like, at this point, you have to know, like, what a goof he is in music. Mm. You'd have to think there'd be some sort of, like, the only one that can kind of get away with it. It's because he's thought of as corny a little bit as well as like Fred Durst. Fred Durst can get away with it. He can come out unscathed.
But he's
well,
like everyone views it as ironic. Fun of him,
yeah,
kind of.
That's
like,
true.
He's like putting the freak on display. Yeah. Like, look, I've been a long time secret Jim and them listener, me, Fred Durst, and this is how I help them out. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Fred. Thanks for helping us out, Fred.
I've never done it, but also even Corey knows this. I'm the only one who could tell this story because there's really no other anyone else out there that like. I know all the guys in Corey's life. I know the history of the music. I know the songs. I have the footage. I have tons of footage of my own that I shot of his on tour that I used in the documentary. But yeah, man, it was he gave me the keys to the Feld Mansion. I just went in there and. raided the vault and tried to put together a nice little story about his music, and just like an hour long.
And then three guys in Vegas tore it apart.
Well, I'm not even going to make jokes because he's just going to take this down. I'll make jokes in 10 days. I'll make all my jokes about this video in 10 days.
Yeah, catch me in 10 days.
Yeah, catch me.
10 U.S. business days.
In 10 U.S. business days, I'll have so many funny things to say about this video, you guys.
You know what? Shout out to Jake in the chat, by the way. Shout out to Jake Perry hanging out in the chat. Everyone say what's up to Jake Perry in the chat.
Hey, Jake. 10 days, is that how long the stream is? Go to the end. Is Jason Green on this stream 6 hours?
No, I think it is someone else. This is like a Boy Blue fucking. This is like a Boy Blue stream.
I never sleep.
It's me.
I also talk like Jason Green.
Who needs sleep?
Yeah, man. One time I met this name and then this name.
They
knew this name.
Also, people in the chat, I do have. I've been meaning to mention this. I found a box of old Jim and Them shirts. Ooh. So if you want a Jim and Them shirt, shoot us an email. I mean, I might just say, like, toss us a few bucks for shipping or something.
Ooh,
yeah, well, maybe we'll do some contests, too. But a few people, if you just want to hit us up with an email because you're listening live, or comment on this video.
Ooh, which shirts are these?
These are we have the Cat Smiley one and the Eric Clapton of podcasts.
Okay, yeah.
It was that era.
Hugs at the heart.
Did you get Don Dokken involved in this?
I did. Okay, well, I think Corey met Don.
How did Don Dokken get involved?
You damn kids are always getting Don Dokken in a world of trouble.
I was playing, and I think I invited Corey down to hang out or something. And so Don was talking about his tapes. He put out the Dokken tapes. He has all these tapes in his garage that were getting old, and so he baked the tapes. And Corey was like, I have all these old tapes. Like, can you help me, digitize my analog music? And so Don helped him out, and Don ended up like I think he produces a song on the album.
How
on
crazy!
The Corey Feldman album.
Wait, do you think or do you know? Because you're the fucking guy that said you were the only one to make the documentary.
He knows. We know this story. Yeah, so he definitely knows.
Yeah, we know the story.
You're only asking him. You're doing the thing where you're like trying to test him. You know the answer. That's not why you're asking because you want the answer. You're asking because you know the answer.
I am loving that. Because when he said that, I'm like, well, now there are three other gentlemen that could make that documentary, and they're Jim and them, and you think we're fucking haters. Just because we want to box you to a permanent end.
We're already there. We're going to box you to a permanent end in real life, and then, in Minecraft, and then we are actually the only current holders of the Corey documentary, too, as well. We have the only original Corey doc, and then we now have part one of this doc.
Yeah, and I mean, we're eventually going to have to torture ourselves and watch. There's another disc of bonus footage.
Torture ourselves. Put it on right now.
Very cool.
This is your world.
My worlds were colliding. I'm like, my license plate was Dokken when I was 17, and now Dokken's in the movie I made, and he's working with Feldman. I'm like, oh.
How old do we think Jake Perry is?
I think he's probably my age.
Yeah. But, like, how could he be? How is he not older than that if he's a big fan of the Corys? You know what I mean? It's kind of he feels young to be that big of a fan
but
of the Corys.
He also lives in California, and okay. he lives in a very specific place in California, which it feels like, and this isn't like even a burn, this is just an observation, it feels like that's focused his, like, the things he likes, and it's focused his personality and his life in such a specific way. Because the way he talks about, like, these venues and the city of LA and the music scene feels like it's clearly a passion of his. And it seems like that has been, like, it's focused everything into it.
You know,
and
what,
so I think that's probably how.
Well, and it's also because he seems like he's one of those guys that's, like, he's not, like, young by any means, but, like, when he was younger, he wasn't into, like, the music we were into. He was still into, like, he was still into, like, 80s hair bands and shit like that.
And it was probably, like, one day at the perfect age, he was, like, 11 or something, he sat down, watched The Goonies, and he was like, this is awesome. And then his dad came in and sucked his dick, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
And then he got stuck in that, allegedly. I don't have any, this is unsubstantiated on here. I'm not trying to disparage him, but he was watching The Goonies.
You're just being fair. You're just throwing out a hypothesis.
It's fair to assume he was watching The Goonies, and then his dad came home and crawled over to him and sucked his little penis.
Anyone that's ever been a part of, like, a very specific scene, like your city's wrestling scene, or your city's music scene, you've always met a guy like this.
Well, and you know,
there's lots of, like, everyone has met a guy just like this. It's like, oh yeah, I started getting into this thing that's, like, a part of this, like, subculture, and there's this guy, like, it's, he's that guy.
But you know what it also could be too, is that he was looking for any in.
Yes.
And an easier in than, say, like, oh, I'm reaching out to fucking Keanu Reeves or something like that. Oh, I'll reach out to Corey Feldman. Yeah, let's do something attainable. Much more attainable that I can just worm my way in
who
on.
Who's that guy from The Goonies? I can't remember that movie. Oh, God.
Jeff, you know that dude Polaris?
Polaris.
Right? It feels like someone you would know.
Like the he makes, like, the slingshot, the three-wheeled car?
No, like the guy here in town. He was just that guy. Oh,
Pulsar.
Pulsar. I'm sorry. Did I say Polaris? Yeah. That's who Jake Perry is. I know that that's just for Jeff.
I was going to say, like,
he promoted, like, hardcore, like, MySpace core shows, and I still see that he, like, make, like, whatever shows
he's
in town.
He's a part of stuff. He's a DIY guy, or, like, he's part of, like,
at whatever
local
venue
scene.
Shut down, he's at the next venue that opens
Yeah,
up.
Or, like, if there's some type of, like, backroom thing, oh, guess what? He was part of it. Like, he's just one of those guys. That seems like who Jake Perry is.
Yeah.
So, rats off to him.
This box set is available at Corey's website. There's no one else who could curate a box set like this besides you. Everything that people could want, Corey Music. Is it? That's Corey calling.
Yes, aren't you the talent manager?
That's Corey Conn. He's pissed because I didn't answer one of his text messages, and it's been 4 minutes.
Hey, we've been trying to book shows all day. Oh, I was doing a 6-hour stream with Jason Green.
Jake, where's my dry cleaning? I need my trash bag outfit.
Corey, it's me.
hey, Corey.
Corey.
Don't tell Jason Green it's me. I don't want to talk to him right now.
This thing is available. It's on his website. And
I think he just posted this thing for sale this week.
This thing.
I mean, this could be who's the guy?
$22.
Who's the guy that?
There's more
love?
Than that, by the way. Dum Dum,
the actor from, like, There Will Be Blood that plays the twins, and he's in everything. The guy,
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. This guy looks like Paul Dano. Jason Green looks just like Paul Dano, kind of.
I could see. I don't know if he looks just like him, but I could kind of see it.
Like, if he was old and a hair metal guy.
You're just look likes are always wild.
Well, he looks just like, no.
I could see it, though. I could see him playing. If this was a movie version of this scene, I could see Paul Dano playing
Paul
this
Dano
guy.
With, like, a berries and cream wig on.
Ooh, berries and cream.
Berries and cream.
Or something like that.
$220. I saw it. This is the lowest price he's ever offered for it. You get the documentary. You get all of his music, right?
You get it comes with 4 CDs. It's a brand new album, Love Left 2.
No, it's
Arm
more than that.
Me with Love. Great new album. I also sing backups on a song. First time singing backups. Oh, wow. Very excited about that. And then there's another CD called
Say Which
first
Song,
CD,
Coward.
His Love Left no, is his first album that came out in 94. And this is kind of like a 25th anniversary of that. And so the remastered Love Left CD is on there, the instrumental version. And then there's a CD called Love Lost or something like that. And it's all these
something like that.
Tracks that he unearthed.
Yeah.
You know, when Don Dokken digitized these old analog two
Don
tapes,
Dokken digitized.
What's so great is everyone assumes, rightfully so, when you have a box set, that it's going to have all of your music. But this essentially has the same album three times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then a newer, well, yeah, same album three times, a new album, and then like a slightly
karaoke album.
Updated version of the new album.
Yeah, but there's every version of the album you could want except Evil. There's no Evil version of the album. We're the only ones with the Evil version.
Well, it doesn't even have Ascension Millennium. It doesn't have that shit. Well,
it'd be like if I was like, hey,
like
Jim.
Evil so simple?
You know, Jim, I got you the Jurassic Park box set.
Oh, yeah. It must have every movie, right?
Well, it has the DVD version of Jurassic Park. It has the VHS version of Jurassic Park. It has the Blu-ray version of Jurassic Park.
It has the audiobook of the Michael Crichton book.
And it has the HD DVD version of Jurassic Park.
It has the instruction manual from the SNES game.
You're like, what about Lost World? Lost World?
And then an essay I wrote about the box set. Remember the magazine where it was like a long story?
Yes, it's terrible.
It's like, oh, we forgot to write something quick.
A couple other songs that weren't written down. And then so he found the songs that he made from Rock and Roll High School Forever. And just a couple other songs. Like he did a duet with Alfonso Ribeiro called It's So Simple.
Oh, spoilers
when I
for
was
the
a
dog,
kid,
dude.
Alfonso Ribeiro was the tap dance kid. That was like a Broadway show.
Was a kid.
And then he was on Silver Spoons.
This guy 20 Ricky years Ryan. Older than I think he is.
I want Mike to make fun of me.
But
everything
before
I
that,
say.
He was the Michael Jackson kid. He was like,
right. Well, that was around.
Yeah, that colored fella sure could tap dance.
Yeah, he did the commercial where he wears the glove and he dances with Michael Jackson. Pepsi, I believe.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and but so it's how cool, you know, two famous child stars. Singing together. So anyway, if somebody's interested in this is your chance to get it.
I don't know why they would be.
Corey says there will not be a lower price. He's a man of his word. You want to take advantage.
It was lower during Black Friday recently, right? Wasn't it? It was lower than $222.
Well, but your word doesn't apply to Black Friday.
That's true.
Well, and if you're a notorious liar, your word counts for nothing.
Yeah, no one's taking Corey Feldman's word to the bank. Get out of here.
And it's a fun little thing to be. And it does come in this big heart box.
It's this massive box. All right.
Yeah, it is massive.
Yeah, for no reason.
Really,
so
you won't be able to put it anywhere.
I've seen that box more than anyone on the planet. And when it came in, I was shocked how big it was.
You really should put it up
for
on the,
no reason.
On the wall, like behind me or Mike or you.
It really does not need to be as big as it is at
all. It's so big and it's full of nothing.
Yeah.
A magazine that I designed with a friend of mine. It's a 50-page magazine.
Valentine's Day is coming up. That would be fun if you got, for guys at home, get that for your girlfriend.
Jake Perry made the bad magazine.
That's probably why he's also upset, because we really shit on the design of that magazine.
It's atrocious.
Especially the type font.
Yeah. Yeah, the no drop shadow under the lettering with
and
the
all the
terrible
different
background.
Colors.
You could really tell the Grammy nominated artist didn't design the magazine.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a big magazine lyric booklet, and there's two DVDs. On one of the DVDs is the movie I made called Corey Feldman Artist, The Man Behind the Love. And then the other DVD is like.
Wait. Yeah, 12. wait. Go back. Watch him. No, listen to Jake Perry say the title, but watch Jason Green's camera.
He laughs at it.
And there's two DVDs. On one of the DVDs is the movie I made called Corey Feldman Artist, The Man Behind the Love. And then the other DVD.
Yeah, look, he's kind of cracking up.
Swallowed a laugh.
Yeah, he's acting like he said something funny.
let me see. Does this... Yeah, can we see a little closer?
That's not the face of a man who just heard a name that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes the Homer smile.
The Man Behind the Love. And then the other DVD is like...
Yeah, he had to mute his mic because he was going...
All right, what a fucking... I mean, yeah, that's the proper reaction.
An artist, The Man Behind the Love. And then the other DVD is like... 12 music videos of his over the years put together. And there's also some deleted scenes where everyone's talking shit about Corey's, you know, crazy dad, maybe some party days. There's a never seen before footage of Corey Haim and Corey Feldman on stage together at a concert in Iowa, 1989.
Oh my God. Ooh. Imagine being in Iowa in 1989.
there's a lot of stuff in here. So if you're a fan of the Corey's, or you're just a fan of checking out something different, go ahead and get this right now. It's at, I guess it's got to be CoreyFeldman.com, right?
Corey Feldman on that.
You know, I got $220 burning a hole in my pocket, and I want something different.
How much is shipping? Oh, $80?
Well, I love that he's doing all things. So what, you can buy this on, like, Amazon? No, only his website.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's all his music, right? No, it's not. We can get the website's CoreyFeldman.com, right? No.
No.
I really should have given you, like, an email heads up on some of this stuff.
Oh, we can stream it on Spotify, right? No.
Yeah,
no,
the
no.
skits didn't clear, and he wouldn't do it without the skits.
.net.
Okay, somebody stole Corey.
Oh God! Speaking about, you know,
got him.
I know you're a fan of the autograph shows. I am going to the autograph show on Saturday, the Hollywood show.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking. I'm trying. I'm trying
to find out if it's wheelchair accessible so I can get inside.
It really is like when you find out everyone in KISS is just like an ugly Jewish guy. Like every metal band guy is just like, yeah, I'm going to the Autograph Festival later because I'm a Dungeons & Dragons nerd that got 200 pussies for 2 years or something.
I'm thinking about going.
I was in WASP. Oh my God, I was in WASP.
And like Sigmund the Sea Monsters, like that kind of stuff.
It's just two old Jewish guys talking.
I'm going for the best 80s TV dad. Richard Mauser's going to be there.
Yes.
The dad from License to Drive.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I should have known the connection because I was thinking One Day at a Time.
He's in that. There's a reunion for One Day at a Time. That's why he's
Jason Green kind of rocks.
Yeah. Also,
no, we hate
Nicole
him.
Eggert.
I like Jason Green. He's not giving Corey his due. He's just kind of biting his tongue and laughing along.
Well, I mean,
and
the
he's
laugh,
some nerd that likes autographs.
The laugh was funny, but I think that's because he doesn't realize that Jake Perry takes it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, Jason Green's a dumb loser, too.
No, he's just catching strays. It's not. He's just a regular, like, nerd guy.
Ah, Jeff likes me!
And he was probably in, like, fucking Quiet Riot or something cool for a minute.
No,
I'm pretty excited. So I'm going to roll up with all my blown away memorabilia and just be like, yeah. And she's going to think I'm a big fan. I'll be like, sorry, I'm a Haim fan, Nicole. Just don't personalize it.
I must have freeze framed. He's not here, but I must have freeze framed that blown away on VHS, like, you know, 4,000 times.
Corey Haim ass part.
Well, there is the Corey Haim ass part too.
I think they're talking about a softcore movie with the Coreys in it.
Dope.
Okay, and they freeze cool. framed on their butts.
Yeah, they're always jerking off to Corey's ass.
Okay. Yeah. It's
where do you get the hat with Corey on it?
That's a good show. There's some other cool people there too. You and I both like some of these niche characters. I was doing that convention with Stephen Piercy, and I think that's the first time that we really got to talk.
Probably,
yeah. This is two Jews arguing about bagels. What is this?
I mean, this really is drivel. I mean, I guess people. To be fair, I guess someone could click on our show and be like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
They're commentating on drivel.
Yeah, this is, but they're literally just like, yeah, I went there and I saw a guy. I liked the guy. We started talking about whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Mitchum McCree. Mitchum McCree.
Is this show called Time Well Spent with Jake Perry?
Yeah, that's true. It is called Waste Some Time with Jake Perry.
Oh, he's like really, he's sticking to the concept. Mm-hmm. He's like, what's the biggest waste of time,
funny
Jason Green?
Is, we'll talk about the whiskey a little bit, and then we'll take some people's questions. Are you in a rush, Jake? Do you got to get out of there?
No, man.
Okay. Oh, this is Jason Green's podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I thought it was Jake Perry's like podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's skip ahead, though. Yeah. How long is he hanging out with him for?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Yeah, so it's about 2 hours of these two fucking guys. He takes his hat off at one point.
Hairline. That's Paul Dano.
Amazing. I was going to say, your job is not always an MVP.
Who does he look like? That's a good freeze frame.
Or the guy. he looks like Tiny Tim.
Who does he look like?
He looks like the guy from Mandy.
Jason Green flings open his windows. Hey, you, what day is it? Why, it's Christmas Day, Jason
today,
Green.
Sir?
Oh, yeah, Jake Perry's
Why,
out
it's
there.
Christmas Day.
Jason Green.
He doesn't look like Scrooge.
He looks like Ebenezer
Scrooge. He does look
Scrooge.
Like Ebenezer
no,
Scrooge.
He looks like one of the people taking Scrooge's belongings after he's dead. The people in the alley.
He looks like zombie Jacob Marley.
In the Muppet one, it's like a spider that's like, nah, I got his linens.
I'm trying. There's someone that I'm thinking of, but now I can't like place it, though.
Oh, it's Dame Judi Dench.
The guy that does SpongeBob's voice, Tiny Tim.
He doesn't look like Tom Kenny.
A little bit.
No.
Severus Snape.
Tiny Tim, I could see that. Yeah, Tiny. Yeah, maybe Severus Snape. I could see that a little bit. Like, but an uglier Severus Snape.
Boxy.
Enviable one, if that's a word, because you do have to deal with a lot of assholes. And a lot of talent has their managers and agents who are assholes getting involved. And some people think that they're massive stars. There are people, though, who are...
Let me stress this. I know we mentioned at the top, this video itself is 6 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
We do a 3.5 hour long show every week.
Yeah.
And even we're sitting here like, who the fuck's this for?
Yeah.
You have to come in there. Trent
Reznor's a good call. People are saying Trent Reznor.
Well, that is a good call. Like an ugly Trent Reznor.
Well, it looks like someone took Trent Reznor and did like the old filter on him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Animated series Vulture grabbed him with his gloves.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We like turn Peter old.
Yeah. If Trent Reznor fought the Vulture and the Vulture won, then this is what Trent Reznor would look like afterwards.
We'll come hang out in the office.
I fought the Vulture.
For the most part, everyone is super cool. I've never had a problem with anybody. You know, sometimes I'm more excited than they are to play here. Maybe that's the problem. I'm like, oh, yes, Molly Ringwald.
She should have. I don't know.
Sheesh. I don't know.
He's just reading. Says I should bring up Jake's story next time I interview Lynch. And I will. I'm going to. He's coming back soon.
He doesn't. I'm gonna ask him why.
David Lynch?
Lynch from Kane and Lynch? The bank robber?
I'm not doing that show. That Jason Green's a ninny.
That's my David Lynch. Jason Green is fucking boring.
I would never do it.
Like David Lynch on Jason Green. There's 6 hours on David Lynch talking about Jason.
I mean, Jason Green's got 21,000 subscribers.
I love Jason Green.
What's his most popular video?
Real flattering show art.
Carlos Cavazo reflects on his years with Quiet Riot and Rat.
Well, I'm not even going to like...
Oh, George Lynch. George Lynch of Dokken.
It's clear that these are guys that are like part
they got
of
a niche.
I'm a part of plenty of subcultures
sure.
of things. That
that's
I,
true.
So that's why I'm not even like faulting. Like when I was talking about... who I think Jake Perry is as a person earlier, I wasn't even clowning on him. It's just, oh, it's super clear and familiar that that is who he is, and it is for this, like, hyper-specific, like, 20 to 25-year span of Hollywood, California that he is very fixated on.
The basis of Piebald sits down to talk about the Warped Tour. You're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
So how was the Warped Tour?
Hey!
It's Jason Green.
You realize you have some influence. You know, you're not just some.
I didn't even introduce myself. I really didn't want to bug him because, like, a lot of people they come in because of this COVID stuff now. They don't want.
Dude,
to.
Dude, he does look like someone. Who does he fucking look like?
Yeah.
No handshakes, nothing. I keep my.
Let's see. Who are his other guests?
You know who he looks like? And this is get like, you might have to Google it, but I'm fucking dead on. He looks like Charlotte Flair when she doesn't have her makeup on. He looks exactly like that, actually. I'm going to pull up a picture and show you. I'm nailing it right now.
When I skip ahead, he's like talking to himself in the future.
They just clump it in, so you might get one big chunk.
So,
of
like, you scoop out the bagel, you get more room for smear.
You might get a big crunch of it. It's like malt balls, like Whoppers. So you put that in, and then when you mix it with vanilla... It's even better, but I've been trying to lay off
Johnny Chicago.
I just realized these smoothies I've been
is that his nasal spray? He was just nasal spray
because I washed my pants and I can't.
My allergies.
So that's the last time.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm too fat for my rock.
Johnny,
and now he's about to
do a little bit of a young Lloyd Bridges in the movie Airplane. You know, I think he.
This is saline because it's so.
Yeah, look at Charlotte Flair with no makeup on.
Yeah, I could see it.
This fucking looks just like this guy.
Yeah.
Planet here in Las Vegas. That
Johnny Chicago's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Change your name, coward.
So this is working.
Hawaii Tom's in Florida.
Yeah, but we call him Jacksonville Tom. Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
I think you picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue. So Johnny hasn't been on in a little bit because I was traveling and then we had, I don't know, we had all kinds of other bullshit to do. So I'm glad that Johnny's here.
I'm obsessed with the show now.
I'm obsessed with leaning your phone up against a salt and pepper shaker and lean in while you do saline rinse.
I'm going to waste some time with Jason Green, my whole personality now.
Well, yeah, you're always like, I watched some shitty pod that I hated. And you're like, you could watch 6 hours.
If you're going to do that, Jim, you got someone to compete with, Jason Green.
No, I don't watch shitty pods as much anymore. I listen to a podcast that I like, or not even a podcast, listen to a show that I like. Okay, I only throw on a Two Bears, One Cave when I'm just cleaning up.
When you want to go throw up.
Yeah.
Someone's asking about the neighbor who smokes. I heard that he had a slice of cheese in his mouth.
Oh, inside jokes.
Dude, there's a running storyline about the Johnny Chicago smoking neighbor.
That might be like their boopock. They might laugh at us because we're like, what's the cheese guy?
That's true.
They don't know about cheese heads.
Yeah, we're
in the chat.
We're as fucking inside as a podcast can get.
But we have 700 people calling us stupid.
At least our reference, I don't know. It'd be different if our in-jokes, though, were like, Jim's neighbor that always leaves his sprinklers on or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, at least Bupak, someone's like, they keep talking about Bupak. At least it just sounds unique.
What does Bupak Shakur stand for?
Blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
Wow.
Whoa.
I didn't remember that.
Really?
Not like the Shakur part. Once you get to Shakur, no.
I threw some cheese on his porch and it sat there for 2 days. Hold on. See, he's out there.
From us.
Is he in Vegas? Where's he at?
Look at those.
It's Brian's apartment.
I don't like how I look. Let's see.
Me neither.
Yeah.
How do I turn the camera?
Fair observation, Johnny Chicago.
Boom, headshot.
Just mean.
I think you can when you're in the thing. I think you just got to turn it around by hand.
Oh, really?
I think so, because I've had trouble doing that, too.
Turn it around so I could zoom in so you could see
those
seat cushions.
Turns into Sinister. He just jumps off the balcony.
Those seat cushions?
He's at a hotel.
Just being destroyed by farts.
Is that one of those? They have like these high rises kind of downtown.
Oh, like those tall condos.
It could just be when you get in those like apartment complexes, like how Brian lived.
But I mean, we have like some. We have a couple 3 stories, but there's that's at least like, I mean, look at how tall that is. He's on like the 10th floor.
But he might be over
and
by
whatever
like,
is.
Well, no, they're downtown. They have like these like taller like condos.
They have some hotel style condos.
But it's just a Chicago style building.
See, the concrete, if you look hard, there's like a little in like a. But you probably can hear me talking.
Sounds dumb though, but he looks like he's up north.
You can actually see where the cheese was like melted into the cement, and he must have eventually figured it out.
You know, I'm on board now with him throwing cheese on his neighbor's deck and like watching it sit there.
Uh-huh.
I'm fully on board.
That's I think he effectively did nothing, and so there's nothing to be offended
well, that's
by.
That's Chicago style.
Johnny Chicago, I like you as a character on the Jason Green show. Who else we got if we skip ahead? Oh, still Johnny Chicago, eh?
You're right. Now's he does this time. He's talking to himself.
Benny Cleveland.
Who else we got later on? At 3:20.
Oh, Johnny Chicago's
Johnny
back.
Chicago at the gas station.
Wait, back up a little bit. Maybe we can't figure out where he is.
I love we're trying to dox his ass.
I love these old rockers.
But for ourselves.
Yeah, for ourselves. We're not going to give his...
For funsies.
I like these metalhead guys because they're still in like girl jeans and like tiny denim jackets. But he's... And they all dye their hair jet black. It's no way these guys all have jet black hair.
What do I look? You know, the guy that worked there was like working like.
Dude, this shit, I mean, and maybe I give us too much credit because I see so many streams these days where it literally is just people, they're just hanging out staring at each other sometimes.
It's like what Blue does.
Yes. It's weird to me. But I don't know. Maybe people like it.
Well, the thing is, we're doing a show.
Are we essentially doing that or are we doing a show?
We're doing a show.
Am I just. Which is lying to myself when I say we're doing a show? Are we just doing what they're doing?
We're doing a show because there's a difference between what we did on New Year's Eve and what we're doing right now.
Yes, you're right.
What we did on New Year's Eve is what other people just call their weekly show.
Even what we do on New Year's Eve is still a step, not to pat ourselves on the back, but it's a step above this.
We don't know how to lower ourselves that far.
Well, make no mistake, we do the exact same thing Jason Green does.
Maybe a stream-a-thon, there are segments like this.
Sure.
We should do a podcast where it is just us looking at the camera, kind of bumping the microphone a bunch all the time. Like,
the only other person I was in where a content hit.
Is he pissing?
We should all have our own Wi-Fis that are varying degrees of bad. So our cameras are like cutting in and out.
No, now we froze. Michelle, is that you? Okay, good. I'm glad you're here, Michelle.
Me too.
It's died right
I can never find you when you're in the...
I'll cover up my double chin.
It's busy.
Yeah, is this around you got COVID? A bandana was this from over 2 years ago?
Here she is. Come on, Bitsy.
Yeah, where's Bitsy?
Michelle wants to see you.
There's two ghosts floating behind him. Yeah, just don't look at him. Don't look at him. That's the Blue Grinch. This is gold.
This is great. This is the stuff that I love, though. This is catnip to me.
It's fascinating.
All right.
It's fascinating.
Like
sure.
Street cat. Although, that's a cute cat. But also,
cat. I love it.
But don't get it twisted. Like, I couldn't just sit here by myself and watch this. But like, if we're all watching it, that's when I'm like, this rocks.
That's what's great about Jason Green's video. It's like a communal thing. We get together and we watch it. We find out what Johnny Chicago's up to. He squeezes his cat's face.
Every time I get in here with another person, it's just so awkward.
Johnny Chicago seems like a surly guy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else from Johnny
that
Chicago.
That doesn't get tips on all over.
Come on, Johnny
Goddamn
Chicago.
Fucking shit don't
what are
work.
Your fucking cross streets, bro?
Yeah, you know what? It really is. I don't care about anything other than trying to figure out what part of Las Vegas this guy's in.
Watch, he's not even in Vegas. Oh, what's the. Yeah, what was that comedy night, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know.
DJ Bruce?
He might be at the Stratosphere.
Bitsy's left ear is permanently folded, yeah. Bitsy's like 107 years old.
Okay, lobby. Oh, he is. He is in like a hotel. Because there's a lobby.
But there's like a.
Johnny, what's your drink of choice?
Like, you mean like alcohol drink?
I don't know. I don't ask these questions. Leo's asking. Oh. I'm thinking they mean alcohol.
My parents acted up.
I tend to like vacation drinks.
I mean, if I just had a drink, too.
Usually if someone says, you know, I'll buy you a shot or something, I just get Jack Daniels.
There you go. There you go, Johnny Chicago.
But
I don't drink booze. If I would, I'd probably have some kind of fruity gas.
Come on, hurry up.
Wes,
skipping ahead
from the chat, Bitsy looks like Steven Tyler scared from Jason Green's chat. What do you mean?
Is Bitsy the cat?
Yeah, I guess that's the cat just yelling now.
Yeah, okay, John. This is...
I have to be gassed. Yeah,
he woke the cat up, and now it's just yelling in
is
the back.
Is Johnny Chicago coming to his... Oh, wait, no, because Jason Green can't be on this.
I live in a spot where it's weird. Where the
I found the DJ.
Go ahead, what?
The DJ, he spins at the palms a whole lot.
Ah.
The DJ that was on that ad.
All right, well, let's see, because he's talking about his area.
I live in a spot where it's weird, where the gas stations are scattered. So I think I'm not just going to be late.
Michelle's concerned that Bitsy might get me demonetized with that singing.
Who? Oh, the cat?
Yeah. She sounds much better than most of the musicians that I've seen around.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. The guy who... wrote the Meow 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 song. He was a composer with Frankie Valli and he lives here in Vegas. He's probably dead now.
Jason Green is also in Vegas. These are our friends. We need to hang out with them.
This is our neighbors. They're not our friends.
We need to hang out. So yeah, is Johnny Chicago going to Jason's house right now?
It's not called the Meow 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 song. It's the Meow Mix jingle.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's got lyrics. Thank you very much.
What I love is at the beginning, I'm like, what is this bullshit nonsense show? Now I'm like riveted. I'm like hanging on every word.
Yeah.
I'm starstruck that they're in my city.
Tina's very upset. She says, fuck Trickster. You don't hear that enough.
There's no smooth way to like
this guy looking at crap.
Just read a
less
chat.
Less hair metal, more actors. Listen, Mr. Looking at Crap, I agree completely. The algorithm wants these tricksters. I want to mix it up a little bit.
Because you'd see more of a skyline if he was at the Palms.
I think he's south side.
He's either south side by the Durango and the IKEA, or he's up north further past you.
Yeah, my guess is
he's by like nothing, so it's like north Las Vegas or over by
because there's no skyline.
I think all these guys go south.
You know what? I bet you he's down in the Southern Highlands. I bet he's by the Durango and the IKEA and stuff.
Or Henderson. This also looks over like Blue Diamond Henderson.
Just so I don't run out of gas on the way to this place.
Where's he going, I wonder? I'm riveted.
And if he's saying the gas stations are scattered, that's exactly what Southern Highlands is like.
Yeah.
21.
I bet you he's down by the Durango or the IKEA, yeah.
Yeah, he just hopped on the 215 for all my local heads out there.
It's going to be really close.
Remember Morris the Cat, Johnny?
I remember Morris the Cat.
I remember him. He ran for president, I think. He was great.
I don't remember that.
Meow.
It's give me chicken, give me liver.
Parking is going to be a nightmare.
Meow mix, please deliver. Those are the lyrics.
That's chicken. Good.
Hold on. Did he just say where he was going?
Oh, fuck.
The parking is going to be a nightmare where you're going.
No, I park in the garage.
Why are they being so vague?
We're just trying to dox you.
But we're not doing it for nefarious reasons.
We are like, in the background, it looks like he is.
We're just curious.
I didn't know that was an option.
Getting in there.
We just don't think guys should throw cheese is all.
Yeah.
Show up at his house.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hi, guys. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey, guys. What's up? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
We're trying to find out where these people are in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've got that COVID brain fog, so I have no fucking idea what the hell is going on. This guy is fucking driving. This fucking guy with the black hair is freaking me out. I can't keep up with chat. I got that fucking long COVID apparently with the brain fog. You know what I mean?
Are you drinking some booze too? Are you all liquored up?
Put the cup down.
Well, I had a beer to try and figure myself out, but I'm not as fucked up as last week. But
you sound like this.
I'm going to do a couple of shout outs, Jim. Thanks for giving me access to all the channels and Discord.
You're welcome.
Jeff, I checked out your Instagram, and your comedy routine is funny as fuck, man. You got it going on, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
it. My last thing is, Mike, we might have to break up because you're going to be a widower soon. I think I'm going to die.
Of COVID? Of long COVID?
Of the long COVID, I haven't been able to shake it. I haven't been able to eat. I've had some booze in my system, but I was pretty fucked up last week. So I want to apologize to everyone for my retardedness.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Just get more booze in
your
system.
Take a shot. Take a shot to take the edge off, I think.
I mean, I can't even keep up with chat, but... You know, I wanted to say, you guys, that I've been watching. I've been having a good time. You guys are always my highlight of the week.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are the best. And Mike, I still love you, even if I'll be dead next week. So, you know, just remember me, okay?
I promise to never forget anything about you, Jasmine.
Yeah, don't let it be a 2020 dead for
you. Jasmine, what the f- did you just say? Oh, okay, I'm done.
Wow.
Whoops. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. I forgot her name when I was saying I would remember her forever.
Now you gotta live out of spite.
Yes. Now you gotta live out. Hold on to that spite.
I'm gonna call it next week when I'm perfectly fine and I'm gonna fucking make some allegations against you, Mike.
Kick ass. Woo.
More allegations.
Loving it.
More allegations. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a good night. I'll keep trying to follow up on what's going on, but the COVID brain fog is just intense. So.
Yeah, you got to take a shot.
Man.
Feel better.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys have a good night. Thanks for letting me call.
Of course. Take a shot.
We got to find out where this guy is.
All right. You guys have a good night. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Take a shot.
Yeah.
Later. Thank you for the call.
Down there. There's a gas station.
Dude, I just love that this is their street. And I know now by relation,
maybe you could Uber while you're doing.
By the transitive property, now this is our stream.
Well,
I'm like, I can't believe these guys would stream this, but here it is. We're watching it.
We didn't even do something this boring during the streamathon, though.
Yeah, no.
Well, and I like that Jake Perry is such a nothing that we already are rooting for Johnny Chicago and Jason Green. We're like, these guys are great. Well, they've moved long past Jake Perry.
Yeah, once Jake Perry's gone, we're like, this show rocks,
like,
actually.
We were all bored when Jake Perry was here.
This is how lame JP is.
Well,
we went from watching him to doxing old ass Trent Reznor calls JP is such a lame interview.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
FJP. Shout out Boozy Jessica.
Yeah,
RIP.
RIP. Go ahead, Mike.
Imagine what this would be, though, if he wasn't in Vegas and we didn't have that anchor where is he in Vegas? We'd have nothing. We'd have nothing.
Yeah, we'd have to figure out where he was driving with no known landmarks. We'd still
bring
be
people
ripping.
Down with you. Because you love people so much.
What do you mean, Uber?
You could be doing Uber driving.
What do you mean?
While you're going to the gig, you could take people with you.
Hilarious.
Happy. Look at this gas station. Where are we at? Right.
Is that a Terribles, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure in that case they're mocking you.
Could be Terribles. It's the bootlegger. I'm over by the bootlegger.
It's gas station.
Yep,
it's gas
we'll
cans on the left side.
Soon.
Yeah, this is not going to narrow it down at all.
Let's
just skip ahead. Where does he end up at?
Down the fact that they said they're over by the bootlegger.
Ah.
Which is over on Blue Diamond and Windmill.
Henderson.
Right. Blue Diamond, Henderson.
It's right where Blue Diamond... No, not in Henderson. Blue Diamond is the opposite of Henderson.
Johnny, any update on the...
It's where Blue Diamond becomes Windmill. So it's kind of like it's super close to it's like down the street past when Las Vegas Boulevard isn't Las Vegas Boulevard anymore. So it's kind of like where the Bell's Outlet is.
Which was the original home.
I just want to know now where he's going.
Yeah, because I saw CBS. Yes, no, he's at. I know exactly where he is because I
saw. Don't dox him.
Okay, well I know where he is. I just found it. Yeah, because he's right across the street from where the Bass Pro Shops is.
Could you figure out where he was staying? Then we'll find the building he came from.
He was probably coming from. Actually, what's down there?
This does look like driving anywhere near the strip.
Down here, that's the entrance.
All right, this is
because what's the thing that used to be called Boomtown? Now, I think it's the Silverton.
Johnny, I don't think you would bang Lita Ford.
Do you think he was staying at the Silverton?
No, I think he was in an apartment. I don't think that was a hotel.
I think Johnny's a little choosy. I don't think he would.
Oh, here it is. Hennessy's Tavern.
Hennessy's. Oh, yeah. This is on Fremont.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, well, now we know he's Fremont.
I wish I could just get out of the car and let it roll into traffic.
Guess we're going to find out.
All right. We get it now. Now we know where he is.
Yeah.
Is he still with Johnny? Damn, he's online with Johnny Chicago. He's doing the long distance hang. Jason Green couldn't fucking bother his ass to get in the car to go down to the fucking bar with him.
So he's a DJ? This guy's a DJ?
Oh, I don't know.
We didn't nail it with
what the heck's happening
with Saying by the IKEA, but he is in what's considered like Enterprise, like Southern Highlands area.
I mean,
so
I knew he was
off.
Definitely south side. Yeah, yeah, no, we were good enough. He's showing how he looks like Paul Dano, I think, here, Jeff.
Oh, good. Okay.
Is that Paul Dano? Who is that?
Is that?
No.
As a kid, perhaps... I looked a little bit like this guy.
Is he? Is he? All right, let me take it back. He is! He's doing it! He's doing it!
Of course, yes! I was not this actor, but I get this all the time.
I mean, no, you're not right. That doesn't
make you
right.
You're always wrong. You're right one time.
No, you're almost always wrong.
Like, remember when I was like Corey's dad, and I was like, oh, is it the incense peppermint guy? Like, I'm the Oracle.
No, the incense peppermint one was good. But no, your look like someone is usually way off.
I didn't know who he was.
Call me Miss Swan.
Well, is he hot? Because if he's hot, and I would ask
him. But I was also with you on that one.
Guy? And then they would tell me that they would. And then I would say,
you guys can pay me later.
I was with you on that one. I said I could see it. It wouldn't be the first thing that popped in my head, but I definitely could see it. Yeah. Usually you bring something up and it's insanity. I'm like, does he have eyeballs? Like, what is going on?
A bad thing. You know what I'm saying? But it happens all the time. And people would come over and ask to take pictures with me and things. And
wait, is he just doing a show while Johnny Chicago tunes his guitar?
Yeah, Johnny Chicago's jamming.
Sinners or the Sin City Rejects.
What movie
but
is that?
More times than
yeah,
not,
what is that?
It was because Little Miss Sunshine. I am.
I mean, it's that era of Paul Dano.
Or is it that other guy that's from like
trying to
Welcome to the Dollhouse and shit? What's that guy?
Oh, the rapist guy.
And yeah.
Again, after school, you're gonna get
like
raped.
When I was a kid,
I knew you would know perhaps, it off that reference because that's the only time we ever bring that guy up.
A little bit like this guy.
He's also he's the shoplifter in
days,
Empire Records.
Empire Records, yeah, that guy's great.
I'm not so sure. Because
are we gonna hear Johnny Chicago jamming or what? He's just talking about Paul Dano.
Anything.
Why did he do? Maybe I'm right. Maybe it is when he was in Little Miss Sunshine. That's exactly what he looked like.
This guy. Did any of you guess who the guy is?
If it wasn't from that movie, it's that exact same time.
I'm obsessed with this stream, dude. All I want to do is live in this 6-hour stream with Jason Green wasting my time.
You go back at soundtrack.
We put on diapers and follow them around.
Texas, Arlington.
Oh, he's got new. He's got new. This guy's the new blue.
Texas,
he's got new friends on.
Wow, yeah, that's great. I don't think I've got to spend much time there. Mostly,
Michelle
I've
looks like she's 25 years younger than everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, why is Michelle hanging out with them?
I was like chucking his girlfriend and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was dope.
Cool.
I think that makes it more fun.
You're not
now,
Johnny
how long
Chicago.
Do you have before you got to get back to work?
You may be right.
There he
is.
Wait,
you really got good one. Awesome.
All right. We'll leave the stream. I know people hate the stream. People hate the Johnny, the Jason Green stream.
Everyone loves it.
Now everyone loves it, of course.
Yeah.
He's the new hit.
And then part two, we can
he's
watch
our new
Blue. Boop.
He's our new Boopock. So yeah, there you go. Jake Perry. Jason Green, our new favorite.
Yeah, I already forgot who Jake Perry was. I'm all about Jason Green. I'm all about Chicago Joe.
I looked him up. Everyone calls him Chicago Johnny, not Johnny Chicago.
Huh. Like the double chocolate chunk.
Where
cookie.
Is he playing gigs at?
He visited the Mob Museum. He visited After Hours.
But he doesn't put gigs because we just saw him playing a gig. He must play gigs in town.
Let's see.
I bet he does cover band because he showed Hennessy Tavern, and that's the type of place that would have a cover band. Right? Mm. He probably.
Hello, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate it. Of course. Let's see. What else? I had some other stuff I was going to talk about, but I forgot all about it because we got sucked in a Jake Perry hole, which then turned into a Jason Green hole.
And it might just become a Chicago Joe iceberg. Johnny Chicago.
Yeah, I can't find out anywhere he's played.
It's fine. I'm over. I forgot his name and who he was and what he looks like. I'll never think about it. I'm over it now.
It was your identity for a second there.
Yeah. It was my whole personality for about 30 minutes.
It's like skateboarding.
So yeah, before we finish up, I did want to talk about, I did want to go to, there's some classic goofs on Corey's Twitter this week, as there is on most of them. Okay. He got caught up in a birthday misunderstanding once again.
Happy birthday!
Wait, hold on. Let me pull this up.
Oh, people thinking that
this.
When he talks about the movie, he
yes,
gets, I
like
loved
his
it.
Classic, like who's on first bid, essentially.
I love how mad he gets.
happy first 2-2 day of the new year, 2025. For those of you who've been with us for a long time, you know that every 2-2 day, I post a major announcement or have a major release. That's not true, though.
12 times
yeah,
a year.
He forgot like 2-22-22.
Yes. Yeah, he forgot the year 2022. This year's no different. After 20 years in the dark, the birthday finds a home on Shudder. Then someone's like, oh, I hope there'll be a UK European release of the birthday if possible. If you read the article, it says Shudder's release will encompass all territories.
Boom.
Nice, cool.
Shut
cool.
Them down.
Yeah. cool way to respond to someone that's stoked.
Today is also my husband's birthday. It's not my birthday. It's my lucky number and promoting my new film, The Birthday. Please read the whole post. I know what your I know that's your favorite number too, she says. Happy birthday to your hubby, though.
Oh, saved it.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. Looking forward to more movies from you this year. Fuck that.
No, it's an old movie. He yells at her again.
What's going to happen on the 22nd, hon? I announced my film added to Shudder. That must be annoying, though, because he put a whole post, and they're like, oh, what's going on? What's happening on the 22nd? What do you mean?
Jim, there you go, being fair again.
Yeah, I'm being fair.
There goes my fair hero. Yeah. Watching him as he goes.
Today's my daughter's 25th birthday. Can I get a shout out, please? Oh, he just said happy birthday.
I like that he copy and pasted his message from earlier on this other person.
He has that in his notes.
Yeah, and then happy day. It's not my birthday. It's my lucky number and promoting my new film, The Birthday. Please read the whole post.
I like that it's not in all caps. It seems less angry.
Yeah, that's true.
It reads as angry, but it doesn't seem as angry.
Yeah. Does that mean he typed it out again? Was the first one in caps?
No, he probably did just copy and paste
it. It's definitely copy and paste.
It's not my birthday.
Yeah, he has that saved his notes. It's not my birthday because he has to start so many conversations that way.
Corey Feldman's like the opposite of Jamie Foxx in Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, when it is his birthday in that movie.
Yeah.
And he also does have a new movie trailer, or at the very least, like, this doesn't look like this looks like another cameo type deal.
It's not going viral.
No, it's not going viral. It's a buddy chick movie. Where the fuck was that? Where'd I have it?
One of his cameos is in the movie. It's just a video of him filming a cameo.
Oh, yeah, it's an actual cameo.
I did a cameo in a movie.
Welcome to the movie.
You're about to watch a movie.
Damn, where did I put that stupid trailer? I know I had it.
Maybe it's gone forever.
Yeah. It's not my trailer.
Yeah, I live in a trailer.
Not that kind of trailer.
My dad has a trailer. No. Yeah,
wait, hold on. What the hell's it called?
It'd be funny if everyone was just constantly like misunderstanding everything he said. I've got a new trailer. Oh, is it nice? How much did it cost? Not that kind of trailer.
Oh, yeah, called Sour Party. Oh, wait, hold on. That's their old one. Where's the exclusive trailer? Just a couple of...
2023, good.
Yeah, just a couple of funny chicks got together, made a funny chick movie.
Like a raunchy chick movie?
I don't know if it's raunchy. I think it's just like an adventure, just... Like, you know, usually you have a couple of stoner guys, but this is just a couple of cool chicks.
I say, it's always just two chicks doing drugs.
Obama. Mike, you must be cheating, calling me Jasmine.
Yeah, Mike. Mm, sure. Thank you, Jessica. That was the joke he did, though.
Yeah.
You ready? Man, this is really bringing me back to my middle school magazine drive days.
I did one of those.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do?
Not good.
Meet Gwen and James.
Oh, right.
They've got attitude. They've got opinions.
It looks like you yourself.
And they're living the American dream.
You want to do sex work now?
What, like it's hard?
But when life throws them a mild inconvenience...
What? So calling you to remind you about the baby shower tomorrow? You forgot, didn't you?
They'll set out on the adventure of a lifetime.
Is this really happening?
Do you want me to get the crystals?
No, I do not want you to get the crystals.
You guys in like some kind of trouble or something?
It really feels like, what the fuck is the point of even making a movie anymore? If you're not like if you're not just in a big studio or something, like what is the point? Like honestly.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Also, like, why make something that like this is gonna sound obvious but also shittier than I intended. Why would you make something shitty rather than just make nothing? Because functionally, like kind of like what you're saying, what's the difference between this and a 2-minute short on YouTube?
Well, yeah,
and
or
I
even
really
like
genuinely mean that because odds are the same amount of people will see this movie and as if you made a 2-minute short, but the short would be easier and faster and maybe has a higher ceiling than a movie that is clearly like a low budget, nobody movie that no one will ever watch. Yeah.
And to even be Jim and them fair, to expand on your idea, you can even still make this, but then release it as a web series or something. We'll do 10 minute episodes. We'll have 9-10 minute episodes and we'll release them every 2 weeks and try to keep the audience coming back.
If you want to make something, and even if you're not concerned with numbers, again, just why spend the time making it if you can't actually make it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know what happened. Like, we don't have, there's not a Clerks anymore, right? There's not a good indie, a guy that just kind of got his own money together and made something.
Horror movies sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd say that Terrifier is probably the closest we have to that.
Yeah, true.
But that's one thing that I can think of in a really long time. And to be honest, they're all probably going to be horror movies. But Terrifier is probably the closest we have to a Clerks nowadays.
Something. I'm in the middle of an emergency.
What's the emergency?
She needs a gift for her sister's baby shower.
Do I really need to explain to you what an emergency is?
It's a tale about friendship.
I mean, I guess your goal is probably to sell it to a streaming network, right?
Probably. Yeah, probably. But this isn't the type of thing that this isn't sometimes a movie pops up on streaming and you're like, the fuck is this? But it looks like a real movie. This isn't that. Yeah, this would pop up and you'd be like, oh, this is a fake movie.
I guess maybe I should correct it. Your goal is to get it on Tubi, right?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Well, and also it's clear that I guess maybe I'm just making a lot of assumptions. This is just two TikTok girls that probably convinced someone to give them money because they thought they were funny making TikToks or something.
Even that,
and then
they
made this.
I was thinking that too, but I was trying to look at their socials and they didn't have followers on any of them. So, I mean, I guess on one hand, hey, good on you. You went out and made something.
Yeah, it's fine. But also, again, you said, what's the point?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, what's the point?
Please, I need you today.
You don't get to judge me.
Family.
No one expects anything of me.
The only gift I need is for my sister to be there. With clean hair.
Ambition.
Somebody's got to owe us money or something.
Also, what is this thing where, I mean, given we've only watched, Hooking Up last week and we watched this one this week. It's weird how I get the same vibes, not in the way the content of the movie. I don't think it's going to be as evil as that movie, but production wise, it looks the same.
It's an amateurish movie,
but also why do they think that when we have this weird low energy, kind of low dialogue that we play music really loud when you have this weird, stilted comedic back and forth?
Yeah. You play music you would play if you're getting chased by security in the mall.
You know what it honestly probably is? Cause I've run into this. When we would do shows for the Patreon, I would specifically use one set of headphones because I realized that sometimes I'd mix the show, and when I used any of my other headphones, it would come out, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Why does this sound so weird? So I could literally only mix it when I was wearing one pair, or it'd always be fucked up. I bet just someone didn't know what they were doing and just it sounds good to me. It sounds normal to me. And then they put it out there and it just doesn't sound right.
It's wild. It's wild that but either way, you have to eventually test it on something else and be our dialogue's kind of low. Maybe we should turn this fucking music down. Although I guess that reminds me more than anything of 90s indie films, because they would always play, and especially be this style of song playing in your trailer or your movie.
Yeah. Start to be there with clean hair.
Ambition.
Somebody's got to owe us money or something.
UTIs.
I'm peeing!
Toxic masculinity. Climate change. White privilege. New age mysticism. Late stage capitalism. Artificial intelligence. Multi-level
marketing.
There
he is. And there's our boy, finally, the moneymaker, what we came here for.
Oh, he's playing a psycho cult leader.
He looks like,
which is kind of inspired.
Okay, so he was a creepy sex pest in the other movie.
Well, it looks like one of the AI images that Jim makes for our episode. That's what this looks like.
He looks great. He looks good.
He does look good. You think he looks good with the blonde hair? He
looks both.
Does Jim have any more Corey comedy flicks to enjoy?
Oh, there's plenty of them. I got a whole fucking vault of them. Don't you worry. Thank you, Chat Martin. Thank you for the super super chat.
Does Jim have any more Corey comedy movies?
Marketing and succulents.
You definitely have to get.
Oh, and that roots, guy's
the
in
rhizomes
it.
Get destroyed when you
oh,
pull
that's
them
what's
out.
His name. That's the I hate that the music loops comedian
yeah, the
guy.
Comedy Bang Bang guy.
That guy's like 62 when you look it up. He's so
oh,
old.
Is he? I'm spaced on his name now.
I'm
too.
Also spacing on his name.
Eric Andre. I know.
Yeah, Eric on Eric Red Dot Andre.
Something Tony Ruggiero or something. wait for the chat or Mike. Someone's gonna come up with it first. It's Mike or the chat. Mike or the chat. Mike or the
Mike
chat.
Mike or the chat.
Is it Mike or is it the chat? Who's gonna give Mike? Us the name of this? Chat? Reggie chat. Watts.
Reggie
thank
Watts.
You, chat.
God damn it.
It's the chat, everybody.
I was right. Tony Ruggiero.
I can only find musical guests that had been on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, is that ground. Tony Ruggiero? That old Italian songstress?
You made me take my top off.
That was Eat My Shirts in the Twitch chat, by the way. Thank you.
Nice. Just trying to make happen.
Was that a joke? Yes. I get it.
Glenn, stop it! It's mine!
What a rush!
Samantha Westervelt.
I'm a horrible f***ing person. Is that what you want?
Amanda
all the
Drexen.
Things they show you as jokes aren't even jokes either.
Yeah, that's why it's like... I guess it's almost mumblecore, but not really.
Well, it's got here. It's got joke energy.
Yes.
Like,
but they, like they, low joke
like
energy.
There's nothing funny is happening, but it's being portrayed as comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it just like shows the girl go like, "Let's go," and yeah. They're like, "Is that a funny clip?" Like,
you don't care about anyone except yourselves.
In a new film from the Drextons.
Oh, we got to find out whose daughters they
sour
are.
Party.
Who are the Drextons' daughters?
Yeah,
of?
You're right. Yeah, who's?
What's that other Nepo movie?
Well, no, the Drextons. I did look up. The Drextons are a married couple. It's a guy and a lady, and they've made some shorts.
How comfortable were they?
They're super fucking.
It's fucking stupid.
We have fun here.
This is a nice pillow, actually.
We're like wasting time with Jason Marley or whatever the fuck that guy's name was.
You're really bad memory.
Preston Green?
You slowly lost the Chicago's guy's name while we were watching it.
Yeah, wasting time too. With Preston Green.
Jason Green.
Oh.
Yeah. Too busy playing car horns over there.
And their s***s. And then the world will be that much closer to equality.
All right.
Well, fuck those bitches.
Yeah. That's a part one. What else? What else can we do? I realize we've been talking for a little bit. So
sorry.
That is with a whimper. So that is how democracy dies, with a whimper.
We really
and a
should have just ended
myth.
On the dancing.
We will be back. Stick around, people. It's only going to be a few minutes. We'll be back, part two.